Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we are now in our fifth week of the sermon series, Through the Divine Service. We have gone through the invocation, confession and absolution, the Kyrie and the hymn of praise, and the creeds. We are now to the communion part of the liturgy. Everything up till this point has been the service of the Word, where the Word of God is proclaimed to you, God's people. Law and gospel has been preached to you in its purity and truth, and we have confessed our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We now move into the service of the sacrament. Much of our divine service has roots in ancient times. We proclaim the same words that Christians did in the early church when they met together for worship. This continues especially into the service of the sacrament that begins with the preface. The preface consists of the dialogue continuing between the pastor and the congregation. When the pastor says, "The Lord be with you," the congregation responds, "And also with you." This dialogue has been a part of the divine service since the second century. From ancient times, the pastor leading the service says, "The Lord be with you." And the congregation says, "And also with you." This is a blessing that is spoken to God's people through the pastor. The presence of Christ is with them. And the congregation responds in gratitude. We are thankful for God's presence with us in his worship service. But what do we do then in response to the Lord's presence with us? Well, the pastor tells us what we are to do. The dialogue continues in this call and response with the pastor saying, "Lift up your hearts." And we respond, "We lift them to the Lord." We don't lift sin-filled hearts that are stained with our sin, but we lift up our forgiven hearts to the Lord. Forgiven hearts absolved of our sin earlier in the service when we confessed our sins and the pastor forgave us our sin. Well, then we await the pastor's next phrase. What are we supposed to do with these uplifted hearts to God? Well, pastor says, "Let us give thanks to the Lord our God." And we respond, "It is right to give him thanks and praise." We are called to give thanks to God at all times. This makes sense because of what Christ has done for us and continues to do for us, his people. Therefore, we agree and say it is right to give him thanks and praise. After this, the proper preface for the season in the church year is spoken and ends with the phrase, "Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying." And then we sing together the Sanctus. The Sanctus, which is Latin for holy. We sing, "Holy, holy, holy." We sing not only with those who are in worship with us in this sanctuary today, not only with those around the world, but with those that have gone before us to be with Christ, our loved ones. We sing with those that have kept the faith until death, as they now dwell in the company of heaven, and we sing with them during the Sanctus. Following the Sanctus, the elements are consecrated, and we are in the presence of Christ, in with and under the bread and the wine. Following this consecration of the elements, the Pax Domini is spoken. Pax Domini is Latin, and it translates to the peace of the Lord. The pastor says, "The peace of the Lord be with you always." And the congregation affirms what he says by saying, "Amen." This Pax Domini reminds me of another peace that the world experienced many years ago. The Pax Romana was a 200-year span of history that the world experienced peace throughout the entire Roman world. Rome had dominated the known world, and with them in power, wars didn't break out. And because Rome was in charge, this peace was maintained. When we talk about the Pax Domini, the peace of the Lord, we are talking about the peace that only Christ can bring. Peace between God and his people. This peace lasts longer than the 200 years than the Roman Empire had experienced peace. It has lasted over 2,000 years since Christ's death on the cross and resurrection for you, for the forgiveness of your sin. And it will last through eternity. So when we leave our pews and extend the handshake of peace, we are showing this peace that we have. Peace that God made with us, peace that he made with the world. And we extend that peace of God to our neighbors, to our brothers and sisters in Christ, showing that there are no divisions among us before we come to the table of the Lord. The next portion of the divine service that follows Christ's distribution of his body and blood in with and under the bread and wine, after you approach the Lord's table, after you have had the bread and wine, his body and blood, you return to your pews. And then we stand and we sing the Nunc Dimittis together. Nunc Dimittis is Latin, and it translates to "now you dismiss." We have the joy of singing the words that Simeon said when he held the baby Jesus in his arms. Simeon, who, as Luke 2, verse 26 says, it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Simeon had waited his entire life to see this promise fulfilled. Simeon held Jesus in his arms. Jesus' body and Jesus' blood Simeon held in his arms. And then we sing the Nunc Dimittis. Lord, now let your servant go in peace, your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel. We also resound with the same joy that Simeon had as he held the baby Jesus. Simeon had waited his entire life for the promise of the Christ. But we don't have to wait that long. We go to where Christ said he would be, where he promised he would be, in the Lord's Supper. After partaking of Jesus' body and blood in with and under the bread and the wine, we rejoice. As Simeon held Jesus in the flesh, Christ's body and blood, we have held Jesus in our very hands. And after having his very blood upon your lips, we rejoice and we depart in peace. Depart in peace as our relationship with God has been restored. Depart in peace as our relationship with one another has been restored. Because we know that the Lord is with us, and we give thanks to God for what he has done for each and every one of us. Knowing that the peace of the Lord is with us always. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.